我们感谢主，正如弟兄所说，这是一首非常美妙的诗歌。
We thank the Lord just as our brother has said, this is a beautiful hymn.
如果我们等一下还有时间，我们或许能够再唱一遍。
Later, if we have time, we may sing it again.
早晨对弟兄姐妹有一个特别的请求。
This morning, I have a special request of all brothers and sisters.
请弟兄姐妹借着祷告来扶持这个软弱的器皿。
Through prayer, please support this weak vessel.
今天我们感觉到这个肉身的器皿实在是软弱。
This morning we truly feel that in our flesh this vessel is very weak.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
因为在你我的里面有那宝贝。
Because in you and I we have that treasure.
要在我们这瓦器里显出那莫大的能力，不是出于我们，乃是出于我们的神。
And in this earthen vessel we will express not our power but our God.
我们先来读几处的经文。
Let's read a few passages of scripture.
请先翻到新约圣经马太福音第十三章。
Let's turn first to the gospel according to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音第十三章，我们就读44-46节。
Matthew chapter 13, we will read verses 44 through 46.
天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了，就把它藏起来。欢欢喜喜地去变卖一切所有的买这块地。天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的买了这颗珠子。
The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid again. And from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field.Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls, and upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it.
第二处是我们刚刚弟兄提到在哥林多后书第四章。
And then the next passage is the passage our brother just mentioned, 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章，我们就读第七节。
And we'll read 2 Corinthians 4 verse 7.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves.
第三处我们要读哥罗西书。
The third passage we'll read Colossians.
哥罗西书是在腓立比书后面的一卷书。
Colossians is the book after the book of Philippians.
哥罗西书我们要读第一章。
Colossians will read chapter 1.
我们读26-27两节。
We'll read the two verses 26 and 27.
这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了，神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
That is a mystery which has been hidden from the past ages and generations, but has now been manifested to his saints, to whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
最后一处我们要读以弗所书。
And then we will turn to the book of Ephesians.
是在腓立比书前一卷书。
The book before Philippians.
以弗所书我们读第一章。我们读17-20节。
Ephesians chapter 1, we will read verses 17 through 19. Through 20.
以弗所书第一章17-20节。求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and a revelation in the knowledge of Him, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Shall we bow the word of prayer?
主，我们感谢赞美你早晨的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace this morning.
让我们能够围绕到你在你的饼杯面前来献上敬拜和赞美。
That we can come and surround your table and give you all the praise and the worship.
主，你实在是爱了我们。
Because you truly love us.
主，你把你的爱子赐给了我们。
And you have given us your beloved son.
主，如今我们蒙了何等的恩典。
And today we have received great grace.
基督在我们里面成了有荣耀的盼望。
Christ in us is the hope of glory.
主，早晨我们还仰望在这瓦器里的宝贝显出那莫大的能力。
And Lord, this morning we look to the treasure that is within them, within us, that it will manifest great power.
主，叫我们一同的把荣耀、把颂赞都来归给你。
And together we will give you all the glory and all the praise.
求你也将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
And also give us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
叫我们能够真知道你。
That we may truly come to know you.
并且知道你在我们身上的恩召有何等荣耀的指望。
And know the hope of the calling that you have called us.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 好，早晨要先请弟兄姐妹，请问弟兄姐妹两个问题。
This morning I want to ask brothers and sisters two questions.
刚刚我们弟兄已经先问了。
Naturally our brother had already asked it.
就是你们心中的宝贝是什么？
That is, what is the treasure in your heart?
在你们心里头，你们觉得什么是最宝贝的？
In your heart, what do you treasure the most?
第二个问题就是，那你愿意为了这样这个你最爱的宝贝付出什么样的代价？
The second question is, what is the value or the price you are willing to pay for this treasure?
我想我们弟兄刚刚已经跟我们说出来他姐妹的宝贝了。
And our brother had just shared with us the treasure within the heart of his wife.
那是说出来的。
And that is what she says.
没说出来的, 我们弟兄可能也是他心中的宝贝。
And what she did not say, perhaps, is also that her husband is also the treasure of her heart.
这也常是我们的情形, 我们心里头啊, 有好多宝贝。
This is often the condition of our hearts. We have many treasures in our heart.
每个宝贝呢, 我们都需要付出代价来得着它。
And for every treasure, we need to pay a price to gain it.
所以我们就觉得, 常常觉得力不能生。
And so oftentimes we feel that we cannot
cannot keep up
with all of them.
这也就是引出我早晨和弟兄姐妹所交通的题目。
And so this is a topic I want to share with brothers and sisters.
就是这里所说到天国的比喻。
And here is the parable of the kingdom.
这里讲到有一个隐藏的珍宝。
Here it speaks that there is a treasure that is hidden.
并且有一个人呢, 他为着要得着这个珍宝呢，他欢欢喜喜变卖他一切所有的。
And a man, in order to gain this treasure, he sells all that he has.
那这里头这个比喻里头讲到的这个隐藏在地里的宝贝是指着什么呢？
And so in this parable, what is this treasure that is hidden in the field? What is it speaking of?
我们刚刚所唱这首诗歌，让我们看见在神的心里头，他有一个最宝贝的。
In the hymn that we just sang, the words tell us that God, he has a treasure that he truly treasures.
就是神在天上，他的宝贝是他的爱子，我们的主耶稣。
That God in heaven, his treasure is his son, our Lord Jesus.
我们知道从永远到永远，主耶稣基督乃是父神所最爱的。
We know that from eternity to eternity, that our Lord Jesus is the most treasured of the Father.
主耶稣实在是父里头、心里头那最爱的宝贝。The
Lord Jesus is the treasure of the Father.
他将他自己、将神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的住在基督的里面。All
the abundance dwells bodily in the Lord Jesus, His Son.
我们看见父与子、子与父，他们是完全的和谐、完全的合一。We
know that between the Father and the Son, it is entirely harmonious and they are united.
父因着子得着完全的满足，子也因着父也得着完全的满足。The
Father through the Son, He is fully satisfied, and also vice versa. The Son through the Father is also fully satisfied.
而且父神既然 是这样子爱他独生的爱子。
And the Father, because He loves His only beloved Son,
他就要为他的儿子来寻得，在地上来寻得教会做他的妻子。
He wants to seek, because of this love, He wants to seek a wife for His Son.
所以我们看见神在地上也有一个宝贝。
And so we know that God on earth, He also has a treasure.
这宝贝乃是他儿子所最心爱的教会。
And this on earth, this treasure is the church whom His Son loves.
在地上的教会之所以也成为神的宝贝。
And so this church is to be God's treasure as well.
乃是基督在教会的里面。
And that is Jesus within the church.
就好像那宝贝藏在瓦器里。
Like the treasure that is hidden within this earthen vessel.
我们知道我们这教会它的原文意思乃是指着在地上一群被神所招出来的人。
We know that the meaning of the church is a group or people who have been called out.
而我们这个肉身的本相乃是那属土的瓦器。
And our physical bodies, we are this earthly vessel.
这个瓦器并没有什么样的价值。
There is not much value in this vessel.
也没有什么荣美。
And not much glory or beauty.
就像诗歌所说的，它乃是卑贱、软弱、不堪的器皿。
Just like what the hymn says, it is weak and lowly.
但如今却成为神所心爱的宝贝。
However, it has become the beloved of God's heart.
乃是因为神把他的爱子、把基督放在教会的里面。
It is because God has placed His beloved, that is Christ, within His church.
这就是在哥林多后书第四章所说到的，我们如今乃是有宝贝在我们这些瓦器里。
That is what it speaks of in 2 Corinthians, that we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
所以我们看见这瓦器乃是指着我们这些蒙恩的基督徒所说的。
And so these earthen vessels speaks of all of us who have been saved by grace.
那教会和天国是有什么样的关系呢？
And so what does the church have to do with the kingdom of heaven?
我们看见天国乃是在地上，在教会里头的一群人，他愿意让神在他身上来执掌权柄。
The kingdom of heaven is a group of people, the church on earth, who are willing to give all sovereignty to God.
所以我们似乎看见天国是在教会的里头。
And so we know that the kingdom of heaven is within the church.
因为在教会里蒙神所召的人当中，有一群人，他们是愿意让神在他们身上作王掌权。
And among all the people who are called, these people, they allow God to be king and reign over them.
所以神说，那天国好像宝贝藏在瓦器里。
And so God says that the kingdom of heaven is like this hidden treasure within the earthen vessel.
而神要借着这一群愿意让他作王掌权的属他的人。
And God wants all of these people who belong to him.
来叫他的教会有一天也能够得着那荣耀。
He wants his church one day to gain glory.
也能够被基督来充满。
And to be filled with Christ.
能够被神的性情所充满。
And to be filled with the image of Christ.
能够彰显出神荣耀的性情来。
And to manifest His glorious nature.
叫神所宝贝的教会在地上也成为那荣耀，成为那可赞美的。
So the precious Son of God may also receive all the glory and the praise.
但是暂时呢，我们看见直到如今那个宝贝是藏在瓦器里头。
However, presently we know that this treasure is hidden within this earthen vessel.
所以教会今天的光景，让我们看见好像似乎看不见那荣耀的光景。
And so outwardly today, the condition is that we can't see this glory.
所以我们看见许多还不信的世人，他们看见教会、看见弟兄姐妹的时候呢，仍然看见的乃是那属地的瓦器。
And so many people of this earth, when they see brothers and sisters or people in the church, they just see this earthen vessel.
有些福音朋友呢，来到参加福音聚会的时候。
And so many gospel friends, when they come to the gospel meeting,
他们心里头就觉得他们不需要这个宝贝。
In their heart, they feel like they do not need this treasure.
因为他们觉得他们呢，好像过的，好像活的呢，比基督徒还要更好。
Because the lives that they live, it seems as if it's better than Christians.
乃是原因，乃是因为我们没有让我们里面这个宝贝在我们身上，从我们身上彰显出来。
And the reason being is because we do not allow this treasure to be manifested from us.
所以我们看见不仅那不信的世人，他们从外面看不见教会那荣耀的宝贝。
And so not only do non-believers not see this treasure within the church,
就连我们自己，我们这些应该认识这宝贝的人， 有些时候我们也看得不是很清楚。
Even ourselves, sometimes we who ought to know this treasure, we are not very clear ourselves.
我最近读到一则在2006年在洛杉矶所发生的一件事情。
Recently, I've been reading a report of something that happened back in LA in 2006.
就是有一个护士在他早晨要去他工作的地方，他走路经过一个垃圾堆，在路旁的垃圾堆。
A nurse, as she was walking to work one morning, she was walking by a pile of trash.
突然间有一样东西就吸引了她的注意。
And all of a sudden, something attracted her attention.
她看见有一把那个破旧的大提琴就放在垃圾堆中间。
She saw that there was a broken cello among the trash.
当然这个护士呢，跟我一样。
And of course, this nurse, just like me,
都不太懂得这个乐器的价值。
She didn't really understand the value of this instrument.
我们知道大提琴啊可以是很贵的。
We know that some cellos are very expensive.
我们知道我们姐妹的弟弟就有一把蛮贵的大提琴。
And our sister, her brother, he has a very expensive cello.
所以呢，这个护士呢，她经过看到这个破旧的大提琴呢，就躺在那个垃圾堆当中。
And so this nurse, she saw this cello that was sitting among the trash.
突然间里头就有一个 idea， 有一个想法。
And all of a sudden, she had an idea.
她想呢，她就想把这个大提琴呢。这个破旧大提琴没有人要大提琴的捡回家。
She all of a sudden decided she wanted to take this cello home.
她想用这个一些不要的这个木材啊，可以请她朋友呢，做木工的朋友呢，给她做一个音乐放那个 CD 的架子。
And out of the wood in this cello that her friends perhaps could make a bookshelf, a rack to hold all her CDs.
所以那个有现成的材料嘛。
Because this was a material.
所以就把这个破旧大提琴呢，就捡了回家，放在自己的客厅里头。
So she took this cello and brought it home, put it in her living room.
想说等到周末，等到朋友有空的时候呢，再来动手呢，把这提琴给拆了，然后用那个木头呢，木料呢，做一个那个放 CD 的架子。
And so she wanted to wait until the weekend, until her friend could come and take apart this cello and use the supplies, use the wood to make a CD rack.
但令人惊讶的是。
But very amazingly,
这位护士啊，无意间啊，从新闻里头啊，听到一则新闻。
The nurse during that week, she heard a piece of news.
就是呢，洛杉矶的交响乐团啊，他们掉了一把大提琴。
That the orchestra of L.A. they had lost a cello.
那大提琴呢，是被小偷偷走了。
Because that cello had been stolen by a thief.
也不晓得被卖到哪里去了。
And they didn't know where it was sold to.
啊，想一想，哎，那听那个新闻描述，想说。他刚好客厅呢也放了这一把从垃圾堆捡来的大提琴。
When she heard that news, she thought about that cello that she had recovered from the trash.
他就跟当地的警方联系了。
And so she contacted the local police.
后来证实呢，他从垃圾堆所捡来这把大提琴呢，就是洛杉矶交响乐团所被偷窃的那把大提琴。
And then after she contacted the police, she found out that that cello that she had in her possession was the stolen cello.
原来这把大提琴啊，是意大利。提琴名师啊 ，Stradivari， 我们姐妹知道，他所做的杰作。
And they found out that this cello was an Italian cello made by Antonio Stradivari.
他是在1684年所做成的。
And it was a cello made in 1684.
关于这个大提琴，这个提琴琴师啊，我们大部分可能都不认识，我姐妹可能知道，但我不知道他是谁。
And so if we were to mention this name, most people, they don't know the name of this, this instrument maker.
但目前在这个世界上所最名贵的提琴当中啊，最贵的四把琴都是这位大师所做的。
But the four most famous and well-known instruments are made by this, Stradivari.
所以这位护士从垃圾堆所捡回来这把大提琴呢，虽然它已经有320年这么旧。
And so this cello that this nurse had picked up, even though it was 320 years old,
它那个也受了一点伤，有一点点小小的那个毁坏。
And then there were some problems, there were some small abrasions on the cello.
但是它的价值乃是$350万。
But the value of it was
$3.5 million. 所以我们看到这个偷这把提琴的小偷啊，他不知道这个。大提琴的价值。
And so the thief who stole that cello did not know the value of that cello.
是不是？如果他来我们当中卖啊，有些试货的弟兄姐妹，可不好花几万块给他买下来。
And so if he were to sell it, maybe among us, maybe he would have earned just a few thousand dollars.
但这位小偷却把它丢在垃圾堆中。
But the thief had thrown it away among the trash.
但是我们发现，这位护士虽然他看到了这把大提琴。
And the nurse, even though she saw the cello,
她也看见这把大提琴的潜在的价值。
And saw just, you know, the superficial value of it.
可以做一个放 CD 的架。
That she could make a CD rack out of it.
但她却没有真正认识这提琴宝贵的价值。
She did not understand the true value of that cello.
兄弟姐妹，今天神在教会里的宝贝也是如此。
Brothers and sisters, the treasure within the church is the same.
世人虽然不知道，也不认识。
Even though people of the world, they do not know it and don't understand it.
但是我们这些属神的儿女，许多时候我们也轻看了这宝贝的价值。
The children of God, often we look lightly upon this value.
感谢主，神的儿子，我们主耶稣基督，他看见了。
But we thank God, the Son of God, Jesus, he has seen it.
因为我们主耶稣他有一个属灵的透视的眼睛。
Our Lord Jesus is able to see through this to the true spiritual value.
他能够看透这些属瓦属属土的瓦器里头有那宝贝。
He is able to see through the earthen vessel to see the treasure.
他远远就看见。
And from far away he sees it.
神已经预定了我们这些属他的人，我们这些有他宝贝在我们里面的人，有一天他要来得着那极大的荣耀。
God has already ordained that one day He will obtain His glory in us.
所以我们看见主不仅在十字架上为我们，实在是为我们付上了极大的赎价。
And so we see that our Lord Jesus not only has He paid such a great redeeming price for us,
叫我们能够被神称义，能够得着那永远的生命。
That we may be justified and that we can gain His eternal life.
而神在我们身上也预定了我们将来要得着荣耀。
But now in us, He has already ordained for us to gain His glory.
我们都要被神磨成他儿子荣耀的形象。
And we will all be molded into the glorious image of His Son.
就是被神的性情所充满。
That we will be filled with His nature.
就在我们身上把我们制作的像他的儿子一样的性格。
And that we will be made into His likeness, the same nature character of our Lord Jesus.
不只是少数人能够来彰显神的荣耀，
Not just a few of us to manifest God's glory,
而是整个教会的全体都被神制作到一个地步，成为那从天而降荣耀的新耶路撒冷圣城。
But not just a few of us, but all of us, all will be made into that glorious church and that new Jerusalem that will one day come down.
所以我们的主他既然看见了，他远远就看见了。
So even though our Lord has seen it from far away,
看见那将来荣耀的教会，
and He has seen that church.That glorious church.
他看见那将来那能够把神的荣耀所彰显的那教会。
And he has seen the church that is filled with God's glory.
他看见这个宝贝，他就欢欢喜喜的变卖一切。
And so because he has seen that treasure, he is willing to sell all.
他在十字架上就将自己完全的倾倒。
And on the cross, he paid with his entire life.
他毫无保留的为他所爱的教会，将他自己完全的倾倒。
He did not withhold anything, but he poured out everything so that he could gain the church.
为了叫他的教会，为了叫我们成为他所爱的宝贝。
So that the church, we can become his beloved treasure.
这就是神在我们圣徒当中所要得着的荣耀的基业。
And that is what God wants to gain, his glorious inheritance among us, his saints.
在这段天国比喻的后半段里头，他也让我们看见另外一个宝贝。
And in the second part of this parable of the hidden treasure or the kingdom of God, we see another treasure.
不是另外一个宝贝，乃是这宝贝的另一个方面。
Well, it's not really another treasure, but it's just another aspect of this treasure.
这里说到天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子，然后遇见一颗重价的珠子。
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls, and upon finding one pearl of great value.
所以这里就告诉我们主所要得着那宝贝，天国呢又像那重价的珠子。
We see that the Lord, He is like that merchant seeking after a fine pearl.
我们从启示录二十一章，我们能够看见那将来要从天而降的新耶路撒冷圣城。
In Revelation chapter 21, we see the New Jerusalem that will come down one day from heaven.
这圣城有十二个门。
And in that city, we see that there are 12 gates.
乃是十二个珍珠。
And these 12 gates are 12 pearls.
就是每一个门呢，都是一颗珍珠。
That is to say, every gate is a pearl.
那这个珍珠代表什么呢？
What does that pearl represent?
它乃是让我们看见，它是一个贵重的生命。
We see that it is a very valuable life.
它乃是从那生命里头所产生出来的那个宝贝。
It is a treasure that has come from a life.
因为珍珠是怎么形成的呢?
Because how are pearls made?
我们看见珍珠乃是那贝壳受伤，乃是因为有沙粒进到贝壳的里头。
We know that pearls are made because of a piece of sand or dirt that has entered into an oyster that's irritating it.
那个沙粒在那个贝壳里面柔软的部分呢，在这里来刺激它。
That sand goes into a soft part of the oyster and irritates it, provokes it.
蚌壳呢，就非常的受苦。So
the oyster goes through suffering.
但是这个蚌壳呢，并没有把这些叫它痛苦的沙粒给吐出来。But
the oyster does not spit out that piece of sand that irritates it.
它反而在那里。 包容这些沙粒,
Instead, it covers up the sand.
包容这些叫它受伤受痛苦的沙粒,
it covers up the sand that causes it suffering.
它忍耐又忍耐,
through patience and endurance.
它包容再包容,
it covers and it covers.
就在这样的痛苦忍耐当中呢, 发现那个沙粒呢, 就开始发生变化,
and in its sorrow and suffering, it causes that sand to change.
最后就形成了那贵重的珍珠
Until it becomes that precious, valuable pearl.
主耶稣用这个比喻让我们看见天国好像那贵重的珠子
And so the Lord through this parable shows us that the kingdom of heaven is like this fine pearl.
它是经过那生命所受的痛苦，经过那生命所的忍耐所产生出来的。
It is a life that has come out of suffering and through difficulty.
这乃是说到那珠子的价值。
And this speaks of the value of the pearl.
这也说到今天主所要得着荣耀教会的价值。
This is to speak of the value that God wants to gain in His church.
不仅我们的主耶稣在各个他的十字架上，为了他的教会在那里受苦。
Not only has the Lord Jesus suffered for us on Calvary.
从他的肋旁和钉痕流出那宝血和水。
And through his side, and also through his the nail prints, we see that he bled both blood and water. We see that the Lord Jesus, through his own life, gave birth to the church. He endured much suffering. And he endured much.
把教会诞生,
in order to give birth to the church. And then later we see the Apostle Paul. And also so that God can gain the glorious church.
在加拉太，他写信给加拉太教会的书信里头，他说到：“我在为你们受那生产之苦。”
And so Paul says, "My little children, for whom I labor in birth again."
直到基督在你们身上，在你们里面成形。
Until Christ is formed in you.
兄姐妹，就是那。 贵重的珠子,
Brothers and sisters, that is a costly pearl.
这是那荣耀的教会,
and that is a glorious church.
而是在生命里头忍受痛苦而产生出来的。
It is birthed through pain.
既然我们看见在地上教会是神所要得着的那个宝贝,
and so we see that church on earth is a treasure that Christ wants to gain.
那么我们应该如何来与神配合, 叫神能够得着他所要得着的这个珍宝呢?
So how can we have God gain this treasure?
第一，我们必须要看见我们乃是神所要得着的宝贝。First,
we must see that we are the treasure that God wants to gain.
很多时候啊，我觉得我们基督徒啊，有一个眼睛的问题。Oftentimes,
I feel that as Christians, we have problems with our sight.
这眼睛的问题啊，不是我们这个肉身眼睛的问题。
And this problem with our sight does not have to do with our physical eyes.
当然我们知道我们现在眼睛啊，大多数都有不同的问题。
Of course, generally speaking, we all have different problems with our eyes.
年轻一点的有近视的问题。
And so some, they might have nearsightedness.
中年以后像我这样的，就有这个老花的问题。
And then later on, in middle age, we might have other problems.
我记得我念大学的时候，我们班上毕业的时候呢，照了一张照片。
I remember when I graduated from college, there was this photograph that was taken.
这个照片就是把同学们所有的眼镜啊，全部摆在桌子上面。
And that this picture was of all the glasses of us students placed on a table.
照起来洋洋洒洒的。
It was filled with glasses.
因为全班50几个同学啊，只有两三个人是没有戴眼镜。
Because out of about 50-some students, only 2-3 people did not wear glasses.
我是其中一个。I
was among them.
但是到现在呢。 眼睛也开始花了
But now my vision is more blurry
肉身的眼睛啊虽然有问题但是问题还小
But even though we have problems with our physical eyes the problem is small
但是我们属灵的眼睛若有问题 那亏损就大。
If we have problems with our spiritual vision, the loss is greater.
我们就不能像我们主耶稣一样，能够看见那藏在瓦器里的宝贝。
Then we cannot be like our Lord Jesus, who is able to see the value of the treasure hidden within their vessel.
我们也不能看见像希伯来书十一章那边所说的信心的见证人。
Then we cannot see like the people in written in Hebrews 11, these testimonies, witnesses of faith.
他们因着信。他们能够远远的看见。
Because of faith, they were able to see afar.
哎呀，当我在思想的时候，我就发现那亚伯拉罕的眼睛很好。
When I thought about it, I thought Abraham, he had very good eyes.
我讲的眼睛是他属灵的眼睛。
And I speak of his spiritual vision.
他一看就看得好远好远。
He was able to see so far away.
他看见那座神所经营、所根基、那荣耀的城。
He was able to see that glorious city with foundation.
就是那荣耀的新耶路撒冷。
And that is the glorious New Jerusalem.
想到我们现在跟亚伯拉罕相比的话，我们比他至少靠近了三千多年。
If we are to compare ourselves with Abraham, we are at least closer by 3,000 some years.
那弟兄姐妹，我们里面的眼睛看见了吗？
But brothers and sisters, have we really seen with our inner eyes?
我们是否看见神所要得着那荣耀的宝贝？
Have we seen that treasure that God wants to gain?
那荣耀的教会。
That glorious church.
我们实在需要主的怜悯。
We truly need God's mercy.
所以我们必须要看见我们乃是神所要得着的宝贝。
So we must see that we are that treasure that God wants to gain.
所以在以弗所书，保罗就有这样的一个祷告。
And so in Ephesians, Paul has this prayer.
他说：“我求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们。”
He says, he prays that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
为什么我们需要这赐人智慧和启示的灵呢？
Why do we need the spirit of wisdom and revelation?
他说乃叫我们使我们能够真知道他，真知道神。
So that we may truly know him.
这个真知道我们以前讲到乃是我们灵里头的知道。
We have spoken before, this knowing him is a knowing in our spirit.
这个真知道乃是讲到我们里头那真实的知道。
This is a true knowing from within.
不是在我们头脑里头的知道。
Not just a knowing or understanding in our mind.
并且借着这智慧启示的灵也能够照明我们心里面的眼睛。
And so that the spirit of wisdom and revelation may enlighten the eyes of our heart.
叫我们能够知道神在我们身上的恩召是有何等指望。
So that we may know the hope of his calling.
在这里我们看见那保罗实在是被圣灵所充满。
We see that Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit.
当他想到神在我们身上那恩召的指望的时候，
When he thought of the hope of his calling within him,
他没有办法再用言语来描述他。
He's no longer able to describe it with words.
他只能说是何等的指望。
All that he could say was the hope of his calling.
借着赐人智慧启示的灵，也叫我们看见神在圣徒中要得着的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
We need the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we can know the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
这里我稍微停一下。
I want to stop here for a moment.
弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们听到这些属灵的词句，
Many times when we hear these spiritual vocabulary,
我们甚至也用，
And we use it ourselves.
我们常常也说那丰盛的荣耀，
And we often will say this abundant glory.
但是我们真的认识，我们真的看见了。
But have we truly seen it? Do we know it?
在这里保罗借着圣灵他看见了。
Paul, through the Spirit, he saw.
他看见他就没有办法用合适的言语 来形容来表达。
After he saw it, he was unable to use appropriate words to describe it and express it.
所以他再一次的说，神在圣徒当中要得的基业是何等有丰盛的荣耀。
And so again, he would say that it is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
他说并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力有何等的大。
So that we could also know the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe.
那接下来他讲到这个能力实在是太大太大太大了。
And then next he speaks of how this strength is so mighty.
所以这里我们看见我们何等需要神将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
And so here we see that we truly need to have the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
然而我们可能会有一个想法。
Perhaps we may have this idea.
就是我虽然蒙恩得救了。
That even though I am saved.
我虽然也接受耶稣基督做我的救主。
And I have already received the Lord Jesus as my personal savior.
但是我们觉得呢，我们对神的认识 还是好像模糊不清。
But our understanding of God is still unclear.
我们对神也没有那样的深切的渴慕。
That we still do not have that deep desire for Him yet.
然后我们就给自己啊想了一个理由。
And then we give ourselves an excuse.
或者我们想了一个原因。
Or we give ourselves a reason.
就是我之所以呢没有被开启。
The reason why I have not yet been enlightened.
我之所以没有属灵的看见。
The reason why I do not have spiritual understanding.
那是因为神没有开启我。
It's because God has not enlightened me.
那是因为神没有叫我看见。
Because God has not allowed me to see.
所以我看不见呢是没有关系。
So because I cannot see, then it's all right.
然而在加拉太书，神借着保罗告诉我们。
And so in Galatians, Paul tells us.
我们的神乃是乐意将他的儿子启示在我们心里。
Our God is willing and he wants to reveal his son within us.
弟兄姐妹，在神那一边一点问题都没有。
On God's side, there is no problem.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
他乐意将他儿子启示在我们心里。
He's willing to reveal his son in our hearts.
所以我们很清楚知道问题在哪里。
And so we know where the problem is.
问题乃是在于我们。
The problem is in us.
因为神乐意将他儿子启示。
Because God is willing to reveal his son to us.
而我们的问题是什么呢?
So then what is our problem?
乃是我们不愿意。
Is that we are unwilling.
姐妹，这是一个很简单的一个问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very, very simple question.
因为神把一个奥秘赐给了我们。
Because God has given us this mystery.
这奥秘就是神所赐给我们的自由意志。
This mystery is our free will.
自由意志乃是让我们能够自由的来做一个拣选。
In this free will, we can freely choose.
我们看见在宇宙间有弟兄这么说，在宇宙间有三个自由意志。
In the universe, there are three free wills.
一个乃是神的自己。
One that is God Himself.
因为神是自由拥有。独行其事的神。
Because God is an omniscient, an all-powerful, all-knowing God.
另外一个乃是那受造的天使。
And secondly, those are the angels.
所以我们看见那天使，他借着他的自由意志做了一个错误的拣选。
Angels, they are able to make their own decision, and we know that some have made a wrong decision.
他要高举自己与神同等。
An angel had uplifted himself and wanted to be equal with God.
看见因着那他。天使的自由意志，他就堕落成为那魔鬼，成为撒旦。
And this one angel who made the wrong decision, he became Satan and he fell.
另外一个自由意志就是神所赐给我们，他所造的人。
And the third free will is us humans.
神乃是要我们来做一个自由的拣选。
Man has been given by God the ability to have free will.
弟兄姐妹，这个告诉我们神所赐给我们的自由意志是何等的重要。
And so we see the importance of this free will that God has given to us.
因为似乎连神自己都不能来拦阻这件事情。
Because even God himself, he cannot hinder us.
我们要做什么样的拣选，神把这个自由完全的赐给我们。
Whatever choice we want to make, God has given us this ability to choose.
所以我们真正的问题乃是我们不愿意。
So the real question is that we are unwilling.
只要我们愿意。
As long as we are willing,
我们愿意拣选神,
and we're willing to choose God,
我们愿意要认识他,
we're willing to come to know Him,
我们愿意要认识他在圣徒当中要得的基业是何等丰盛的荣耀,
and we are willing to come to know the riches of His glory toward the inheritance in the saints,
我们愿意他向我们的信他的人在我们身上所显的能力是何等的浩大,
and we are willing to come to know the surpassing greatness of His power toward us,
只要我们心里头愿意,
as long as we are willing,
我们向神祈求。
Then we can ask of God.
他必将那赐人智慧和启示的灵多多的赏给我们。
And then he will give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们真知道他。
So that we can come to truly know him.
叫我们真知道他的爱子。
And know his beloved son.
叫我们能够知道他在我们身上那荣耀的心意。
And that we can know his glorious will upon us.
我认识一位，有一位弟兄，他从前在台湾服事。
I know of a brother who used to serve in Taiwan.
也是在我们当中的年长弟兄。
And an elderly brother among us.
我没有先征求他的同意。
And I didn't ask his permission first.
我想分享一个这样的见证。
But I wanted to share this testimony.
当我们弟兄在台湾服事在教会中服事的时候。
Our brother, when he was sharing among or serving among brothers and sisters.
有一天弟兄都到外地去服侍。
And one day he went out of town to serve.
当他跟弟兄姐妹交通神的话语之后，在回家坐巴士的路上。
And after he had shared God's word with the saints, he was on the bus on his way home.
他沿路呢就看见有一大片绿油油的稻田。
And he saw a great field.
那稻田呢就有许多农夫呢在那里汗流满面，在那里插秧。
And in this field there were many farmers who were laboring and working.
突然间心里头呢就想，他们农夫这么辛苦呢，插秧做这件事情呢，有没有意义
？And so he thought to himself, these farmers are working so hard. Is there any value to what they're doing?
想一想啊，他说这个农夫的辛苦呢是有价值的。
And then he thought about it and he said, yes, there's value to their labor.
因为这些农夫如果不这么辛苦的来这里耕种的话呢，我们就没有那个。米饭可以吃。
If the farmers they do not work hard in sowing every single grain of rice, and we do not have rice to eat.
所以这些农夫所做的呢，对人类社会呢是有价值的。
And so the work that these farmers do, there is value to it.
然后呢，我们弟兄又在车上又经过另外一些工厂工业区。
And then our brother, while he was on the bus, he passed some factories.
看见一些工人啊，在那里是汗流浃背在那里。搬运货物。
And he saw some workers who were in great toil. They were moving lots of things.
他想一想啊，这些工人在那里辛苦的搬运这些东西啊，有没有价值
？And so he thought about it. Is there any value to the great labor and toil of these people?
想想这些工人呢，他们所做的也很有价值。
And he thought about it and said, "Yes, there's great value to what they're doing."
如果不是他们在那里搬运的话呢，我们可能就没有椅子坐了，没有桌子可以写字。
If they were not moving these items, then we would not have chairs to sit on or tables to use.
当然，那些农夫所种的稻米呢，也不会到我们家里。
And of course, the rice or the grain that the farmers were doing or were working at, then it would not come to our home as well.
所以他们所做的也有价值。
And so what they do has value too.
然后呢，弟兄突然间就想自己。
And then our brother all of a sudden thought of himself.
那我所做的有什么价值
？What is the value to what I do?
每一个主日，每一次聚会和弟兄姐妹交通神的话语。
Every Sunday I come and I share God's word with brothers and sisters.
交通来交通去，好像看起来也差不多。
I share, and then everything, the results, it looks like it's always about the same.
弟兄姐妹一次一次参加聚会。
And time after time, brothers and sisters, they attend the meeting.
好像也看不出来生命有什么太多的改变。
It's not like I see great changes in their lives.
哎呀，弟兄心里头啊，是有点沮丧，有点失望。
And then our brother in his heart, he was a bit disappointed and depressed.
但感谢主，因着我们弟兄里头有一颗愿意的心。
But thank the Lord, because our brother, he has a heart that is willing.
向着神有一颗渴慕的心。
And has a desiring heart after God.
突然间，圣灵在他里头啊，就光照就开启。
And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit enlightened him.
就叫我们弟兄看见啊，他所做的事情是非常有价值。
And allowed him to see that what he does has great value.
因为他所做的还是叫神能够在圣徒中得着那荣耀丰盛的基业。
What he was doing was allowing God to gain the great inheritance among the saints.
弟兄姐妹，那个价值是何等的崇高，何等的长远。
The value of that is great and far-reaching.
何等盼望我们也能够同样有这样一颗愿意的心。
We also hope that we would have the same willing heart.
我们也能够像保罗一样来为我们自己。也为神的教会来祈求。
And be like Paul, that we would also ask of the Lord for us and for our brothers and sisters.
求父神常常将这赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
That we would often ask that the Lord would give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
好叫我们能够看见。
So that we can see.
好叫我们能够真知道。
That we may truly know.
不仅知道他。
Not only know him.
并知道他在我们身上，在我们圣徒中要得着何等荣耀。丰盛的基业
and that we may know the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
第二方面，我们乃是要因着信来经历神的能力。
Secondly, we are to live in faith that we can experience him.
这边讲到什么样的能力呢
？What is this this strength?
他说，乃是照他在基督身上，照神在基督身上所运行的大能大力。
These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might.
叫他从死里复活
，so that the life when he raised him from the dead，
并且叫基督能够升到天上，坐在神宝座的右边
，seating him at his right hand in the heavenly places。
所以，我们看见我们乃是要 借着信，因着信呢，来经历这复活生命的大能。
That through faith or through believing that we can also experience this great power that is able to resurrect him from the dead.
神的这个大能大力显在我们身上。
God's great power can be manifested in us.
就像他显在我们主耶稣基督身上一样。
Just like how it was shown in our Lord Jesus.
他从前这个能力如何叫我们主耶稣从死里复活。
This strength was able to bring him back from the dead.
他能够从死亡的权势里头能够出来。
And able to come out of death.
这是何等大的能力。
This is such great strength.
我们看见今天我们所传讲的耶稣基督
We see that today the Christ that we speak of
在当日出席教会时候他们是如何为这位主耶稣基督做见证呢
In the early church we see how did people testify of Jesus
他们所做的有一个特别的见证
They had a very special testimony or witness
就是那位复活的主耶稣
And that is for the resurrected Christ
不仅使徒彼得保罗这样子做见证
Not only did Peter and Paul testify this way
那位你们所钉死的十字架钉在十字架上的主耶稣已经复活了
Not that our Lord Jesus who had been nailed on the cross had already resurrected
神也已经立他为主为基督
But God has already established him as Lord and Christ
他们在那里同心合意见证复活的主耶稣基督
And together they witnessed that of our Lord Jesus who had been resurrected
就是后来当保罗蒙恩得救之后
And so after Paul was saved
他在耶路撒冷
When he was in Jerusalem
他也在犹大全地
And he also in all of Judea.
他也到了撒玛利亚直到地极来见证这位复活的主耶稣。
And he went to Samaria and the ends of the earth to witness of our Lord Jesus who had resurrected.
所以在他几次被抓被审问的过程当中。
And so in his experiences of being bound, of being questioned.
他只说一件事。
He only said one thing.
就是他乃是见证主耶稣基督已经复活。
He testified that Jesus had risen from the dead.
所以这叫耶稣从死里复活的能力是何等的浩大
And so great is the strength or the power of our Lord Jesus resurrecting from the dead
他不仅胜过了死亡
Not only has he overcome death
他更是叫所有因贪生怕死的罪人都得蒙拯救
He's also able to save all who are fearful of death
那是因为我们主耶稣借着死败坏了那掌死权的
Because our Lord Jesus through death has overcome death
所以他能够拯救我。
So he is able to save us.
不仅如此，我们看见主耶稣，神的能力显在主耶稣身上，也叫他能够升天。
Not only so, but through this power, he is able to rise to the heavens.
一直升到那至高者的右边。
And able to come to the heavenly places to his right hand.
弟兄们，我们实在是需要来认识这大能大力。
Brothers and sisters, we need to come to know this power and might.
有一位我认识一位美国的弟兄
I know of an American brother
从他身上我稍稍的看到他所经历这大能大力显在他的身上
And from him I was able to witness this great power and strength
这弟兄呢也蛮年轻的
And this brother he's pretty young
但是呢他有一段日子呢非常的愁苦
But for a period of time he was very sorrowful
原因乃是他的婚姻上出了问题
And the reason was because there were some problems in his marriage.
到了一个地步，他的妻子要与他分开。
To a point where his wife wanted to leave him.
那我们的弟兄呢？他是一个他原本是一个在教会里头的的一位弟兄。
Our brother originally he was among the gathering.
他的妻子也是。
His wife was too. She was also a sister.
但是因着这个婚姻关系的难处呢，他妻子就不来聚会了。
But because of the difficulty in the marriage, she did not come to the meeting anymore.
当弟兄告诉我他婚姻的问题是什么
And so our brother, he shared with me the problem in his marriage.
我们看见弟兄他在向我承认他从前愚昧无知的时候所犯的错误
And he also confessed to me the wrongs that he committed in ignorance from before.
他跟我分享到他从前的骄傲
And he told me of the pride that he had.
他的自私。
And his selfishness.
他的败坏。
And his corruption.
深深的伤害了他的妻子。
And how he had hurt his wife.
所以他知道这个婚姻之所以要破裂，乃是他要负最主要的责任。
And so he knew that he had to bear the responsibility in the problems in this marriage.
但是感谢主，我们弟兄他里头的信心啊，还是活的。
But we thank the Lord that the faith in him was still alive.
虽然在这样大的难处里头， 我们弟兄那里头仍然有信心。
So even in this great difficulty, that he still had faith in him.
所以他告诉我，虽然他妻子要与他离婚。
That even though his wife wanted to leave him, he told me.
虽然他的妻子也不来教会聚会了。
And that even though his wife still did not come to the meeting.
但他相信主依然是爱他的。
But he believed that God still loved him.
他在主的面前，他就真实的认罪悔改。
And he truly repented and came before the Lord and confessed.
他对我说，虽然这些环境的难处仍然是一样的。
And he told me that even though circumstances were still the same,
但是他把自己把这个婚姻交在主的手里。
But he was willing to place his marriage into God's hand.
他即使到后来他的妻子仍然是要与他分开。
And at the end, yes, his wife still wanted to leave him.
但是他还要信靠神。
But he still believed in God.
他要把自己交给神。
And he gave himself to God.
他要在神的面前来讨神的喜悦。
And before God, he wanted to be pleasing to him.
他愿意靠着神的恩典来过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
And according to the grace that was given to him, he wanted to live a life that was pleasing to him.
过了一段时间，有一次我又遇见他。
So as some time had passed, I met him again.
我就问他情形怎么样。
I asked him how things were.
他说他前几天他的妻子把离婚的那个协议书已经送到他的手中。
He said that a few days ago, his wife had already given him the divorce papers.
他这个妻子还是不愿意跟他见面。
His wife still did not want to meet him.
但是感谢主，我们弟兄因着信。
But we thank the Lord that through faith,
他还是照常的聚会。
Our brothers still continue to meet regularly.
他照常的渴慕主。
And still desired after the Lord.
读主的话语。
And read His words.
向主祷告。
And prayed.
在那天，我就与弟兄一同的在主面前有一些祷告。
And so that day, I had some prayer together with our brother.
就把我们的弟兄交在主的手里。
And committed our brother into God's hand.
也把他们这婚姻、这个家庭交在主的手里。
And their marriage and their family committed it to God's hand.
然后我们这个弟兄告诉我。
And then my brother told me.
尽管我的妻子要与我离婚。
Even if my wife leaves me.
他说，这是是我从前所犯的错。
It is a sin that I had committed in the past.
但是无论这件事情的结局如何，
But no matter what the results,
他说我要来追求认识主。
I want to seek to come to know God.
他说我简单的愿意把自己交在主的手里。
I'm willing to place myself in God's hand.
最近我又碰见他。
Recently, I've met my brother again.
我发现我们弟兄啊，渐渐的改变了。
I found that my brother has gradually changed.
他里头啊，有喜乐了。
In him, there is joy.
一方面，我们看见他与主的关系被恢复了。
On one hand, we do see that his relationship with God had been restored.
一方面，我们看见他因着渴慕，他也越来越认识主。
On the other hand, because of his desire, he has come to know God more.
前几天，上个礼拜，他告诉我。
Last week, he told me.
他很兴奋地告诉我。
He told me with great excitement.
他说他太太回到教会里头了。
That his wife had returned back to the church.
和他跟他一同的来敬拜主。
And together they were worshiping God.
他们一同有机会用餐。
That they had a meal together.
有机会交通。
And had fellowship.
虽然这个离婚这件事情呢还没有结束。
Even though this issue of divorce had not been settled yet.
但我们弟兄他实在知道，他所信靠的主是有能力的。
But he knows that the God that he believes in has power.
他所信的主不仅能够改变他。
And this not only has the power to change him.
他相信主也能够用够用的恩典来在他妻子身上来改变他。
Has also the same power to change his wife.
所以我们看见我们弟兄因着信。
So our brother through believing.
他经历了神那大能大力。
Has experienced the great strength of his might.
虽然这是一个小小的属灵生命的改变。
So even though this is a very small change in his spiritual life.
但是我们看见因着信，这是我们每一个蒙恩基督徒都可以经历的。
But through faith, this is something that every child of God can experience.
而且神愿意我们来经历它。
And God is willing for us to experience Him.
最后一点。
My last point.
也就是这个比喻里头所讲到的。
That is spoken in this parable.
就当人看见那地里的宝贝。
And that when people see the treasure or the value that is in the ground.
当人看见那贵重的珠子的时候。
When people are able to see this pearl of great price.
他们就欢欢喜喜的变卖一切所有的，要来得着这个宝贝。
They're able to pay the price, sell everything, so that they can gain this treasure.
就第三点呢，就让我们看见，我们还要付上代价。
And so the third point is that we need to pay the price.
但是这个代价 付上代价容不容易呢?
Is it easy to pay this price?
如果我们没有看见的话,
If we do not have seeing,
就非常的不容易。
It's very difficult.
我记得上礼拜我们 Sam 弟兄和我们交通到小孩子教育的事情。
Last week, our brother Sam had shared with us some things regarding his children's education.
我们弟兄交通到这世界对我们的那个吸引。
Our brother has spoken of the attraction of the world.
同学们，那不在乎是99%、1%。
Brothers and sisters, it does not matter whether it's 99% or 1%.
乃是在乎我们是不是真实认识那贵重的价值。
It depends on whether or not we understand the value.
当我们能够认识、能够看见那荣耀的圣城的价值。
If we are able to see the value of this great thing.
当我们能够看见天国、看见教会在主耶稣基督心里头的那个宝贝的价值。
If we are willing and able to see the value of the kingdom of heaven and the treasure that is within God's heart.
姐妹，因着信，神的大能大力能够在我们身上，能够来带领、来保守我们。
Then through faith, God is able to lead us and protect us.
能够来扶持我们。
And support us.
让我们能够愿意付上代价。
So that we would be willing to pay the price.
来得着神所要得着的宝贝。
So that we can gain the treasure that God wants to gain.
来叫神能够在圣徒中得着那荣耀的基业。
So that God can gain the inheritance among His saints.
对主耶稣说，从施洗约翰到如今，天国是努力进去的，努力的人就得着。
And so we know that, in Matthew 11, it says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force.
我们从前说过，这个努力呢，原文意思乃是讲到要对自己残暴。
In the past, we have said this violence or this force is means a force against ourselves.
对自己施暴的人呢，他就能够得着天国。
If you are violent toward yourself, then you are able to gain the kingdom of heaven.
这意思也就是主耶稣所说的，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。背起他的十字架来跟从我。
The meaning of this is also what the Lord Jesus has said. If anyone is to follow me, he has to pick up his cross and follow me.
付上代价一个很重要的意义，乃是讲到我们舍己。
And very important meaning of paying the price has to do with whether or not we are able to pick up the cross.
弟兄姐妹，舍己
deny yourself.
舍己容不容易
？Is it easy to deny yourself?
弟兄姐妹，您觉得？舍己容不容易?
Do you feel that it's easy to deny yourself?
如果我们没有看见,舍己是非常的艰难。
If you do not have vision or seeing, then denying yourself is hard.
但是如果我们真实的看见,我们这个己,这个肉体是如何,何等的败坏。
But if you have true seeing and see how corrupt our self, our flesh is.
我们这天然的生命就像那卑贱的瓦器一样。
Our natural life is like this weak vessel.
那所有的不过就是骄傲
All that we have is but pride
就是自私
Selfishness
就是各样的败坏
And all forms of corruption
当我们看见这无用这卑贱的瓦器的时候
When we see this base and worthless vessel
同时我们更看见在我们里面的那个宝贝的价值
And at the same time if we can see the value of the treasure within us
我们看见神在我们身上主要来制作我们主要得着的那荣耀的那个宝贝的时候
，and see God's work in us, what He wants to gain in us, that treasure.
我们就愿意付上一切的代价。
Then we are willing to pay all the price.
我们就愿意舍己。
Then we're willing to deny ourselves.
好叫神荣耀的性情能够制作在我们身上。
So that God's glorious nature can be made into us.
叫神荣耀的性情能够充满在我们里面。
So that His glorious nature can be filled in us.
且能够从我们身上给彰显出来。
So that It can be manifested from us.
这乃是一个舍己的过程。
This is the process of sacrifice.
弃绝我们己里头的骄傲、自私和败坏。
So that we could reject all of the pride and the selfishness and corruption within us.
好叫基督那谦卑、那温柔、和平、怜悯的性格能够一点一点的成形在我们身上。
So that His life of humility, of peace, of meekness, can be manifested from us.
主说要舍己。背起十字架。
The Lord said, "Deny yourself, pick up the cross."
好叫我们能够得着那天国像宝贝一样。
So that we can gain the treasure that is the kingdom of heaven.
在文革期间，有一位老弟兄。
During the Cultural Revolution, there is an elderly brother.
在那段时间里头，基督徒是非常艰苦的。
At that time, it was very difficult for Christians.
这位老弟兄呢，他在那个艰苦的环境当中呢，他接待了一个。从乡下来的一个年轻人。
During that difficult time, he hosted some young people who came from from the countryside.
这个年轻人呢是怎么样呢？
What about these young people?
他呢是一个 传道人的孩子。
This was a child of a minister.
因着他的父亲持守他的信仰。
And his father had held on to his faith.
不仅他的父亲被打成黑五类。
And not only was his father beaten.
他们全家连孩子都被打成黑五类。
Their whole family was beaten.
那我没有时间解释黑五类。
I don't have time to go into the details of being beaten.
反正就是在学校里头啊，都是被同学欺负，被同学羞辱的。
But they were bullied and ridiculed by their classmates.
所以这个年轻人啊，他这个青少年人，他心里头就非常的对神啊，非常的过不去。
And so this young man, he couldn't overcome these issues in his heart.
因为他的思想就是。 因着他父亲信耶稣，害他这样子被同学欺负，被同学羞辱。
And so, because in his heart, he thought that it was he was bullied because of his father's faith.
所以他实在是对主耶稣啊一点好感都没有。
So he had no good thoughts toward God.
就也因着他父亲信仰的缘故，因着他父亲持守信主耶稣的缘故呢，他们就被下放到农村里。
And so, because his father held on to his faith, they were sent out to the countryside.
那时候这个青少年呢，也不过就十多岁。
And this young man, he was a teenager.
在那个，特别在冬天里头啊，在那里要锄地，要耕种。
And in the winter time, he had to till the land.
冷得不得了，辛苦得不得了。
Extremely cold and very difficult.
就日子一天一天的过去。
And that's how he passed day by day.
啊，与他一同被下放到农村里的青年人呢，一个一个的成家生子。
And all of the young people that were with him, they had families and children.
周围的人就在那里劝告他。
And they were all trying to encourage him or tell him.
你也早一天结婚，安定下来了。
That quickly get married and settle down.
不要想再回到大城市里头去。
Don't think about going back to the city.
你就一辈子在这个乡下呢，在这里安居生活。
Stay in the countryside forever and just live here.
叫这个年轻人心里头啊，更加的气。
And so it allowed this young person, young man, to be even more angry.
有一天啊，感谢神的恩典。
Until one day, thank God for His grace.
他得了一个病。
He had a disease.
就是一种淋巴结核。
And he had a problem with his lymph nodes, lymphatic system.
肿得不得了。
And so he had a great swelling in his neck.
虽然这么肿啊，还得要锄地。
Even though he was so swollen, he still had to till the land.
每次拿那个一锄地啊，这里就痛得不得了。So
every time he struck the ground, it hurt his neck greatly.
他边锄边痛。And
so every time he worked, he was in pain.
边锄边埋怨神。And
every time he worked, he was complaining to God.
但借着这个疾病呢，那个单位就给他开了一个特准呢，让他能够进城呢。 去到上海去呢，接受医治。
Because of this illness, he was allowed to go into the city to go to Shanghai to gain to be cured.
他就到那位老弟兄的家里。
And so he went to this elderly brother's home.
跟他们度过一段的时间。
And he lived there for a while.
他在他们的家里头呢，感觉到非常奇妙的一件事情。
And so while he was at their home, he found something very amazing.
家里头是充满了。 温暖充满了平安。
This home was filled with warmth and with peace.
可以说是父慈母爱。
You could say that there was a parental love.
孩子也都非常顺命。
And all of the children, they're very obedient.
在那里做他们的功课。
They did their homework.
他们平常所吃的饭食呢，就是一点的白饭配一点盐巴。
And the food that they ate every day was a little bit of rice and some salt.
相当的辛苦，但是他们里头却那样的满足。
Even though it seemed difficult, they were very content.
就在这个年轻人呢，当他这个看医生经过一段医治的过程当中结束了，必须要回到农村去报道了。
So this young man, after he had gone to see the doctors, after a while, he had to go back to the farm and report there.
他就准备到火车站去打火车。
And so he got ready to go back to the train station.
突然间啊，他在走在那个上海的大马路上啊，突然间听到后面啊。 有那个嘎啦嘎啦嘎啦嘎啦的那个响声。
And all of a sudden, as he was walking on the road in the city, he heard this noise behind him.
许多路人都回头看，到底是怎么样的声音？
And so a lot of people turned back to see what sound this was.
他也回头一看。
And so he turned back and looked.
那是那位接待他的老弟兄。
And it was that elderly brother who was his host.
骑着一台他自己坐的脚踏车。
Riding a bike that he himself had made.
那时候没有钱买的。
Because he had no money, he couldn't buy one.
脚踏车怎么做的呢？
How did he make his bicycle?
就去垃圾堆啊，垃圾堆去捡一些那个人家不要的那个管子啊。 那个链子啊，那些东西拼凑起来的。
He had gone to the dump and collected pipes and different things so that he could build this bicycle.
我们弟兄还蛮 creative。
Our elderly brother was very creative.
他所以脚踏车骑起来啊，在上海大马路上就咔啦咔啦咔啦咔的声音。
And so when he was riding his bike on the streets of Shanghai, it was very noisy.
咱那个年轻人啊。一回头看、哦、原来是那位老弟兄。
And so this young man, when he turned back and he saw it was the elderly brother,
他停下来等他。
He stopped and waited.
想说他有什么事。
Wondering what was what, he wanted.
就这位老弟兄，他就啊走到他的身旁。
And so this elderly brother walked up to him.
那是一个很寒冷的冬天。
It was a very cold winter day.
他就把他那个外衣啊，还有那个毛衣什么，反正就很多衣服，全身衣服、啊、就一件一件的打开来。
And he opened up the many layers he was wearing, the jacket, his sweater.
他伸手到他里头啊，口袋里头拿出一样东西。
And from his pocket took out something.
他就把这个东西呢，就交在这个年轻人手里。
And gave it to the young man.
就年轻人一看呢，是一张五块钱人民币的钞票。
And the young man took a look, and it was five RMB.
还是暖和和的。
It was still very warm.
所以我们弟兄心里头就这个年轻人心里头就一想。
And so this young man thought in his heart.
他想到这个老弟兄，他可以用这五块钱给他自己的孩子，可以买点肉，买点菜。
He thought this elderly man could use his $5 to buy some food for his own children.
但这位老弟兄却把这五块钱交在这个年轻人的手里。
But this elderly man gave the $5 to the young man.
然后对他说，耶和华以勒。
And said to him, Jehovah Jireh.
就是神都有预备。
That is, God will provide.
所以我们看见这个年轻人的心啊，冰冷的心就被神的爱给融化了。
And so this young man, his icy cold heart was melted by the Lord.
他也就悔改，信主。
And he repented and he believed in the Lord.
所以我们看见这个弟兄，他不是老弟兄，不是做一件善事。
So our elderly brother, it's not that he just did a good deed.
他乃是顺服圣灵在里头的感动和带领。
But he submitted to the leading of the Spirit within.
在他里头有那基督柔美的性格。
In him is the beautiful character of the Lord Jesus.
有那怜悯人的性格。
The nature of mercy.
他就把他自己所有的全部给付上这个代价。
And so he gave all that he had to pay this price.
住在这个不信主小子的身上。
So this unbelieving child.
我们看见这个小子悔改。
So this child can repent.
这小子信主。
And this child believed.
这小子后来也来到了美国。
And this child came to America.
在百忙当中仍然的服侍我们的主。
And continue to serve our Lord.
在各个地方非常热心的传扬神的福音。
And with great zeal, preached the gospel.
到了一个地步，他愿意放下一切。
To a point where he was able and willing to pay to put everything down.
这个小子到后来愿意回到中国，来全心全力的服侍他，爱他的主。
And this child was willing later on to go back to China to be able to serve his Lord.
借这个老弟兄身上所彰显出来神的性情。
Because this elderly brother, he manifested the nature of Christ.
他不仅叫这样一个顽梗不信的小子能够回转到神的面前。
Not only allowed a rebellious, non-believing person to come back to God.
这位老弟兄的见证。
But this elderly brother's testimony.
也在19年前的感恩节。
19 years ago during Thanksgiving.
也拯救了我这个罪人。
Also saved a sinner like me.
弟兄姐妹也盼望我们实在是能够看见神在我们身上所要得着。
May we see what God wants to gain in us.
要把我们把他的性情制作在我们身上。
So that his character can be made into us.
充满在我们里面。
Fill all of us.
让我们能够把他的性情给彰显出来。
So that his character can be manifested.
你们那个能力是何等的大。
This is such great power.
你们都能够有一颗愿意的心。
May we have a willing heart.
我们愿意让神在我们身上来制作我们。
May God deal with us.
我们因着愿意，我们能够在神的面前来祈求。
so that we'd be willing to seek and ask of Him.
求神将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
So that He would give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们因着看见神在我们身上所要得着的那荣耀。
So that through seeing the glory that God wants to gain in us.
让我们看见神要来制作我们成为他的宝贝。
Because we want to know and see that God wants to gain this treasure within us.
让我们因着信我们来经历他复活生命的大能。
That through believing, through faith, that God will manifest His resurrected life.
他的大能大力在借着一切的环境在我们身上来塑造我们。
His great power and strength would work in us.
来把他的性情制作在我们身上。
So that His nature, His character can be made into us.
让我们并且愿意欢欢喜喜地付上一切的代价。
That we would be willing to pay all the price.
来配合神在我们身上所要做成的工作。
To work through all the things that God wants to do in us.
弟兄姐妹，神何等愿意得着我们成为他的宝贝。
Brothers and sisters, God truly wants to gain us as His treasure.
你愿意让他得着吗？
Are you willing for Him to gain you?
让我们一起低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，感谢你的大爱。
Thank you for your great love.
主，感谢你在我们身上所要你所要赐给我们的恩召是有何等的指望。
We thank you because there is such great hope of your calling upon us.
我们何等需要你来开我们的眼睛。
And how we need you to open up our eyes.
让我们能够看见并且认识那藏在地里的宝贝。
So that we can see that hidden treasure in the field.
主，好叫我们愿意。
So that we would be willing.
我们愿意把自己交在你的手中。
That we'd be willing to place ourselves in your hand.
主，叫我们愿意顺服你借着环境一切的带领。
That we would be willing to submit ourselves under all that you have orchestrated around us.
主，你要得着我们。
Lord, you want to gain us.
你要得着你荣耀的教会。
You want to gain your glorious church.
你要得着你所心爱的宝贝。
And you want to gain the beloved in your heart.
愿你在我们身上得着荣耀。
May you receive glory from us.
要尊贵国度权柄都归给你。
So that all glory, honor, and praises may be given to you.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.